Okay. Oh, dann ein bisschen.
I once heard a vort, I was around your age, and it spoke to me very much, and I think it's a very true vort, a true idea. There's a lot we can learn from it, Lamaisa. I'll share it with you. Pasuk says by Reuven, Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzileu miyodam. Reuven heard of the plot of the brothers. He decides he's going to save Yosef. And he saves Yosef. And what does he tell them? Loi nakenu nafesh. Vayem alem Reuven al tishpuchu dam. Just put him into the bar. Vayad al tishluchu boy. And the Torah tells us his intention was to come later and take him out and bring him back to his father. And that's what they did. It's only later he wasn't around and they sold him, and when he came back to the bar later to quietly take him out, he realized that he was gone. And that's when he was heartbroken. He ripped his clothing. What am I going to do? There's a medrash. Says the medrash, if Reuven would have realized that the Torah would write about him, that he was trying to save Yosef, and that's why he did what he did, he wouldn't have just gone along with the plan, telling the brothers, let's not kill him, let's put him into the bar. He would have took him on his shoulders and would have walked and took him all the way back to his father. So too that Medrash continues, gives another two cases, two examples. The Pasuk says about Aaron HaKoyen that he goes out l'kras Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron, he's the leader of the Jews in Mitzrayim, and I'm going to come and I'll suddenly become the whole Ganze Macher, I'll take them out of Mitzrayim, I'll become the leader. My brother Aaron, he's been carrying the burden of the nation with all their suffering for the past 80 years. And suddenly, I'll show up in the whole game, and I'll take over the position. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Nay, go." V'ro'acha v'somach b'liboy. He's going to be happy for you. He's not going to envy you. And the Taka of the Pasuk tells us that he came out towards him to greet him. Chazal say on that, if Aaron would have known that the Torah would have said about him, V'ro'acha v'somach b'liboy, he would have gone out to him with drums and instruments of a kavalas ponim to show him how welcomed he is. The pasuk says, "Bat boyas, vayitz bat lakoli." He took care of Rus Hamayavio, this poor Gioris, who's starving. She's working for her mother-in-law, the Almana, and she's an Almana herself, to bring Parnassa back home. And so he warns his workers, treat her nicely, be careful, be mechabed her, respect her. And then when there's the break for lunch, he makes sure he roasts for her some food and he gives it to her. And the Pasuk tells us about the good deed that he did. On the same Lashon, Chazal say, had he known that the Torah would be made about him, there would be Eidus in the Torah. There would be Eidus in the Torah that Vayitzbat Lakoli, the good act that he did, Avazin Petumois Hayanoisin La. He would have given her stuffed geese. What's the meaning behind this? Boyaz was looking that the Torah should say Eidus about him. Arna Koin is looking that the Torah should write about him. Reuven is looking for the Torah to be made about him. And the Torah Pasuk and Poshet Chazal are just punning on, if a person would know the covet he'll get, then he would do something much more. Very empty idea. Chazal wouldn't spend all this arichus to tell us this idea. I think there's something much, much deeper here. Many times in life, a person does a good deed, something good, and he puts himself to it to do it. He doesn't realize, it doesn't hit him in the full intensity of the good act that he's doing. Because many times we have sfeikas about different things that you're doing, is it good or bad? And we don't have the passion to appreciate it's a good act. We're doing something good. But if we would know that the Torah, which is internal, will say Eidus about us, Avrami Maizlimi did a great deed, and the Torah would describe that deed, and we would have that mindset before we come to do that act, Reuven would realize that the Torah will be Meshabeach him, that it came from a good place and he was doing something good. He would have done it with his full heart, and he would have gone till the end. He would have taken Yosef on his shoulders, gone running home. He would have fought the brothers, and he would have made sure to save Yosef. Boyas, there's an almana, who's also a Gioris, who's taking care of her older mother-in-law. He felt she needs to be taken care of. He needs to help her. But you know, to go do such a big maise, Sacha calls me not so tzniyistic. He's the god Lador, and she's a girl. It's not so clear. Is it a good act? Yeah, so it's a good act. You know what he's doing. Taki, he went there. But had he realized that the Torah would be saying, oy, 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 you did something good, and the Torah would be saying, Eidus about him. I wasn't petumas on your noise in law. Anakoyen. Verachov, somach beliboy. But would he appreciate the godless that the Torah is made about him, that it was a good act? Chazal tell us that he was zoiche to carry on his heart the choshen ha-mishpat in the schar of working on his midas and having good midas and being happy for Moshe Rabbein, not envying Moshe. If you would realize that it's a good act that he's doing, that it's being mashlim his midas and he's doing an act b'shleimus, he would go out with the whole orchestra out there. Tupi, Machailos, he would really express his excitement and his happiness for Moshe Rabbeinu. Many times in life, we don't appreciate what we're doing. We go out, we do good things, but we don't give it the full appreciation of it being good. When we do something good, we're supposed to do it with the full lave, with the full heart, and we have to know. Chazal continue and say, Hayoim, Tzatona de Be'eliyohu, says this idea. The Tzatona de Be'eliyohu says this medrash, it's in Medrash Rabbah also, but the Tzatona de Be'eliyohu continues, and he says, and what happens today when a person does a good deed? Back then, Reuven's deed got into the Torah. Boya's deed got into Sefer Rus. Aaron HaKoyen's Maise Toiv went into Parshas Shmos. V'racho v'somach b'liboy. When we do something good, Eliyahu HaNavi Yoshev, together with Melech HaMoshiach, whatever the meaning of that is, and every Motzi Shabbos, the Lashon of the Tanna Dibel Yus, and they write in the Torah, the Maisim Toivim of Bnei Yodom. Every single good deed done by people. When a person gives of himself midas toivis to a chaver, to a brother, to a stranger, whatever he does, every single good act is internal. And that's the idea behind this Tana d'Be'eliyahu. The Torah is internal. Our good acts are internal. Nitzchias. We appreciate the good acts that we do. The sacrifices that we do. There, on every single good deed that's done, there's an Eidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes. And you have Eidim. Whatever the deep meaning behind that is, it's Melech HaMashiach together with Eliyahu HaNavi. There's Shnei Eidim signing on our good deeds. In the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever invited, there's a deeper meaning here, of course. But there's a Nitzchias. Every single Maisa Toiv is Nitzchi. And it's written. It's not hidden. Nothing changed in the greatness of acts. Someone came to ask me today. Toma was Tzunul Bebeis Chomiyah, she was Zoyche V'yotze Mimenu Melochim. And Rashi and the Chazal bring this idea. Is that true? He asks me nowadays too. That someone, a woman who asks sneezely, Bebeis Chomiyah, she'll be Zoyche to Yotze Mimenu Melochim. I said 100%. What's meant to? What's it written otherwise? He says, yeah, but we're going to have more Melochim, Melech HaMashiach, David, etc. The Koyach of Malchus, yes. Someone today who acts b'tznius probably is going to get much more schar than Tomer back in better times in holier times, in more kosher times, schar. If back then she was a chatamalachim kavachomer, ben benoishal kavachomer in 2020. No safik. I have to say, you know, back then it was the Torah was made. Nothing now is less eternal than back then. Just now we can appreciate what eternity was of then. But it's all the same, if not more. The Torah will be made on each and every one tzaddik of nowadays. Zolzayin Avram, Zolzayin Yitzchak, Zolzayin Yankiv, whatever anyone of between all of and each and every tzaddik sitting here in the room, the Torah will be made. Yes. Vayhi Yossi Shmuli Ish Tzaddik Tomim Hoyo Bidereisov Shvach Gnai. What would have been had he been in the door of the Gro? What would have been had he been not in 2020, but in 1760? What would have Zdarg been then? It's all eternity. It's all Nitzchias. Each and every one of us, there's a whole Torah being written about us. Our acts aren't any less eternal because we're living in 2020 and not 3,000 years ago. Meisim Toivim, every single Meisim Toiv we do is Nitzchi. It has a Roshim, and it's Nichtav, V'nichtam, B'sefer, V'chasim, V'ayid, Edim. And when we do a good maaseh, we have to realize we're doing a good maaseh. Put our heart to it, appreciate it, and steig, and grow, and do it with all we have. I remember, probably was close to 20... Maybe 20 years ago, a bocher asked me a kasha on this week's parsha. Yosef was a shliach mitzvah. The same fight from his father to go see how his brothers are doing. Rebbe, shliach mitzvah einam nizokim. How did such a terrible tragedy happen to him? One kash. He says, "Enich v'shteine." She asks me, "Noch a zach in the parsh." All mice with eishes petif. It's terrible. Achil l'Hashem noira. Yosef a tzaddik. Such a mice of gvura. Gevaldik a mice of gvura. With a hardship involved. And what does he get for it? He ends up in jail. Zu teira v'zu schara. Okay. It was a good week. I was speaking Shalosh Shudas in Yeshiva that week. It was bugging. A question deserves a good answer. I remember that Shalosh Shudas. I asked a question. Shlichei mitzvah einam nizokim. Kubi Yotayne, this is exactly my line that I like to speak about. But Adarabba, I asked, what was the grace of Nezek? So he ended up in Mitzrayim. Was it easy? Very hard. Heartbreaking. Yeah. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. He ends up in Mitzrayim. Vayi Hashem es Yosef. It's heartbreaking. Talking. Let's look at the full perspective of what really happened over here. Let's get a full picture. Yosef Hurat Mitzrayimah. Terrible being sold as a slave. And it's a gewenschwer. And it's heartbreaking. Tak is heartbreaking. Vayi Hashem is Yosef. Hashem is with Yosef. Vayi Ish Matzliach. Successful in a miraculous way, as Rashi brings. Describing. The Pasuk says he's Ish Matzliach. Ish Matzliach again. The Torah defining the Ish Matzliach. Wow. Vayibe beis Adonav HaMitzri. And he's running the whole household there. Vayar Adonav. His master sees ki Hashem itoy. He sees Hashem with him. This slave of his is Nishkin Posh, the guy. He has Hashgocha Protis. Hashem is with him. V'chol asher hu oise, Hashem matzliach biyodoy. Whatever he's doing, boom. This guy is, he has a golden touch. Everything, whatever he touches, blooms, takes off, successful. Vayimtzo Yosef chein be'inov. Pshi, vayafkidu al beisoy. He becomes, v'kol asher yesh lenosan biyodoy. And he realized it's miraculous blessings. Chazal described in the Medrash a bit. He asked Yosef, bring me a cup of water. He brings him a cup of water. He takes the cup, he says, Nene, bring it hot. He says, it's hot. He gets a boiling cup of water. Bring it cold. It's cold. This guy wasn't normal. He had a golden touch. Given the maisa with Eishes Partifa. Yeah, taki. So he stands in front of the court. Yep. They send him into jail. He goes to jail. Okay. Baba. It doesn't take long. He gets to jail. Boom. Vayeshem es Yosef. Vayetilav chesed. Vayetin chine bein yisar b'yisasoya. He becomes the whole ruler. He's running the whole show. He's running the whole jail. He becomes the ganze balabas of everything going on. Easy? Wasn't easy. But Hashem was with him. Let's not forget, Yosef became Yosef HaTzadik. At age 30, he was king of the world. For the next 80 years, he ruled the world. Yeah, take it. Zu teure vizu schara. So he wasn't nichshal neishis petifa. So he had to wait a bit. And he got a much better shidduch. A bit later. Yes. Not every good act sees immediate cash, straight away. But you have to look at life in a full picture of things. Yosef HaTzadik became Yosef Huam Mashbir, an Adarab. Why was he Zoicha to all of this? Weiter in Chazal in this week's Parsha. Peh Shelo Noshak Ba'Aveiro Al Picho Yishak Kolami. Those lips which didn't sin, they wouldn't touch Chet. They're going to rule the world. Zu teure vizu schara al picha yisha kolami yad shleinaga ba'aveira. He didn't touch chet. We'll rule the world. Regel shleinaga ba'aveira. Medrash this week's parasha. Zu teure vizu schara. Immediate cash will still. You don't understand what the world's all about. The world is about going, doing, fulfilling a tafkid. And sometimes the tafkid didn't come the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it. It could look heartbreaking. But a person with all whatever hardships or whatever situation he finds himself in has to rise to the top to do his best to be ultimate Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Creator who's running his life and say, I will do your will. I will live according to your plan in the right way. I will do my maximum to do good. Every goodness brings good. And Chas v'Shalom, when a person does bad, he gets evil. He creates his own ra. Person is dovik betoiv, is zoicha to toiv. And a person who does ra, gets ra. The Pasuk says, Imru latzadik toiv, kipri macholav yoichel. The ma'alolim of a person, that's what he eats and that's what he gets. Exactly. Yes. He was a shliach mitzvah. And he went for his good. He went for his best. He was zoiche to everything. Yosef HaTzadik. Malchus of Yosef. shleimus of Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik. Zu teure v'zuschar. Broader picture, greater picture. See big. Oh, he ended up in jail. Nishtracht and klein, and not to see things in a small, little way. A big act brings a tremendous big schar, but every act adds up. And that was right in the beginning of the parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him that hint. He's taken out of the bor. It's a horrific tragedy done by his own brothers, which is excruciating emotional pain. He's leaving, being sold now to Erva Sa'aretz. He's going to the most shmutzike, horrific land full of tuma, avodah zarah. Erva Sa'aretz. The shmutz of the world he's now going to. He's leaving Beis Medrash. He's leaving Dveikus of Shechin of Yankiv, whose whole Tzuras HaChayim, the whole Tzuras HaChayim of Yankiv was bodod. As the Netziv describes in last week's parsha, Vayikan es chelkas asode, that Yankiv Avinu, he comes to an area, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he comes to Shechem, okay, he has to set up, okay, he's not going to live in the city with everyone else, he's going to move out of town, going to live in a secluded place. The goyim shouldn't have hashpo on his holy children, on his heilige descendants. Bodod. The ish of Yaakov, bodod, ein Yaakov. The vision of Yaakov was always that Jews should be separate, should be in Goyshen, should be living not connected to the goyim. And that was when Yosef's plan later, when they came, when they came down to Mitzrayim, later in Parshas Vayigash, he makes a whole plan with them. Don't become ministers. Don't become generals. I'll help you guys out. You'll live in Eretz Goshen. Be Tayavas Mitzrayim. Make yourself repulsive that the Mitzrayim shouldn't want to be too close to you guys. Be separate. Be separate. That was the Mahalach of Yankiv. The Netziv elaborates on this idea all over. In Vayichi, in Vayigash, and back in Vayishchem, Vayikin, as Chalkes Asodah. He has a tremendous idea ground in last week's parsha. He asks Akasha. He asks Akasha on this line. He says, why was Yankiv different than the other of us? The other of us, Adarabah, Avraham Avinu opens his tent and he calls all people passing by. He's in Tekiruv. What happens to Yankiv? Yitzchok. He's out being mashpi on the masses. What's Yankiv doing? What's Yankiv busy with his clan, his, what's he keeping separate? What's he keeping separate? What happened to Vayikra? Okay, he should be being mefaris in Hashem's name. Adarabba, let him be part of Shechem and let him teach Shechem Yiddishkeit. As I frekt in Netziv, Netziv brings a Gemara. Yalfim when two things are able to be influenced from each other, the good from the bad or the bad from the good, what's the more natural thing that's going to happen? Yalfimi Makalalta. The more natural thing that's going to happen is that the bad will influence the good and make the good bad. More and quicker than the good is going to influence the bad. Zokta Netziv. Yankiv Avinu was raising 12 Shvatim. He had an achrayas to his kids. He can't be out now doing Kiruv, opening up the tent, bringing them all, bringing in all these goyim trying to teach them Judaism. What's going to be with his own shvatim? With his own kids? Maybe, well, his kids will be mashpi on others? Yeah. But it goes quicker that the others will be mashpi on his own kids. Therefore, Vayikin has chalka sasode. He's not living in Shechem. He's living in a secluded out place. His hashpon, his kids should be good and strong. Yosef, he grew up in a very, very heilige Beis Medrash in a bubble. And at age 17, he's being thrown out of his father's home, sold to the most low lives, buying him as a slave. Just picture these disgusting behemoths with these big earrings in their nochles, what these midyanim look like. They look like cannibals, probably. Rishoyim arurim, doing every avera shebatere, tummy inside out, the most disgusting people. And look at this Yosef, this beautiful. He like an idolat tzaddik of a bacher, 17 years old. What does Yosef feel when he falls into their hands. And he's not being sold as a slave to these cannibals. Just picture Nebuch. Heartbreaking. And where they're heading to. Where are they heading to? Mitzrayim. Erev HaSaretz. The Las Vegas of society of the time. Mamish. The Tumah smoking Tumah. Nebuch. As we said last week, Hachayim Betsefer. Life is a gym. You gotta do exercise and you have to grow. We don't choose that this was supposed to be. Being Yosef's father, Yankiv never chose this for Yosef. But Baruch Hu had a plan for Yosef. Yosef had to rise with all these challenges. He had to grow in all of this. What did Chazal tell us? Just picture Yosef, the suffering, emotional suffering he's going through. Chazal tell us that these cannibals, what were they taking with them down to Mitzrayim? Make the posuk is marich. Ugmaleihem noisim nechoyos utzriva loit hoilchem lohoyrud Mitzrayim. Says Rashi. Loma pirsim hakosu vesmasoom. What is the Torah going into the details to tell us what they were taking with them? Vukum tesarayim. The Torah doesn't say anything. Stop. The Torah is coming to say they came from Gilad and they're taking Nechoyos v'tzri v'loit to take down to Mitzrayim. Elo lohoidia matan schoron shel tzadikim she'in darkum shel aravim lo says elo neft. What did the aravim generally take down? What would they be taking down to Mitzrayim on that path and that route that they're taking? They should be taking neft, gasoline, itron, tar, shereichon ra, v'lomonom nizdamnu v'lezeh. And these chevre, what are they taking? Nechoyos etzriv, like besomim, shelayuzak mereyach ra. He shouldn't feel uncomfortable from the bad smell. Al Bali Musar ask, he's going through the most horrific pain. He's suffering emotional pain, what his brothers did to him. Emotional pain, just realizing the nisyonis that he's now being thrown into. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him, oh, but the way down to Mitzrayim, you shouldn't be Mariach Reach Ra. Could it makes him a difference? The answer is yes. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him a wink. Yosef, I'm taking care of you. You're not alone. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him a hint. You're being given something sweet. You know, these guys have rings in their nose. They're animals. They're cannibals. They're so tame. It's disgusting, repulsive. You're throwing up just seeing them. Yes. You be your Yosef. You remain a tzaddik. You could have these rishoyim, arurim, disgusting idiots in front of you, and you be dovuk in the sugya of Egla Rufa. What's the exercise cause of shtaris? Of the blighting and besmedrish of Yankiv Avinu wherever you are. You'll be able to think and learning. Go ahead. I'm with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a wink. Yosef, be strong. You're in the gym. Do it well. Go through your challenges. Rise. Go high. Grow. Steig. Chazak vehematz. Don't get scared. Ani itcha. I'm with you. And Yitaka did. And had Yosef fallen, he wouldn't have been Zoich Vayashem Imoy. He was Dovuk in Shechina. And as Chazal say in that Pasuk, there's two points in that Medrash. I pointed out the second point, how he was blessed. Everyone saw that he had a golden touch. But Rashi brings the first point. What was the first point? On that Pasuk, that Hashem was Imoy. So I brought you the chazal. Cup of water, boiling, cold. What did Rashi bring? His Odin sees. He's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Shemaim is Shogur Bepiv. Next week's parsha, when Paroi tells him, Shema, I heard about you, that you interpret dreams and they come to happen, exactly what you say. What does he tell him? Right. He shines Shechina. It shines from him, his Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He calls Vayan Yosef es Paroi Lemar Bil Adai. Not me. Elohim Yanesh Lem Paroi. Ich bin a garnished. I'm a vehicle of how Hashem gives over his messages. If I'm going to tell over your dreams, it's nothing to do with me, Bilodai, nothing to do with me. Elohim Yanesh Lem Paro. And it's clear, anyone who observes Yosef, just having Yosef speak and explain what's going on, however long it took, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, by the time he finishes, Vayitev Adover Beine Paro, Beine Kolavodov. And they just watch this guy, and they say, Vayome Paro Yolavodov, Hanimtze Koze Ish. You ever seen such a person? Asher Ruach Elohim Boy? The spirit of Hashem is with him. It's clear to everyone. Yes, Yosef lived up to the challenge. He rose above the challenge. He lived the life of being Dovuk in Ervas Haaretz of Mitzrayim. He's Dovuk in the Sugya on the Beis Medrash of Yankiv. He's Dovuk in Shechina. He rose over above it. Hashem Itoy. Hashem is with him. Hashem blesses him. A person lives with the recognition that he has a tafkid, that he has to fulfill, that he has to live up to. He lives with the constant knowledge that he has a purpose that's expected from him every moment and every given time. Kodesh Baruch Hu winks back at him and shows him, I'm with you. Will rise together. Gadu Lashem Iti, when Reimah Moshma Yachtov, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells every single Yochid, Kisavr Bamaim Itchoni, when Horus Leish Tefucha, Lashon HaPosuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells every single Yid, whatever you're going to go through, I'm with you. Zalzoich Zayn, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tafkid, what he wants from us. And just we have to even appreciate this nekuda. That's in fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects something from us. We have to appreciate there's a tremendous love in that gufa. The fact that life is full of challenge, what does that mean? There's a purpose to everything that we go through and everything we do. I'll give you a kleina mashal. We can appreciate when we see every single aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation in the world fulfills a tremendous tafkid. Every mashahu, whether it's the koach of gravity in the Bria, whether it's the koach of every single natural law of the elements, or take the ivorim of the guf. We understand a person, human being, has a heart. It's a very choshev aver, and it has a tremendous purpose in the life of a human being. It fulfills a very strong purpose. From the recognition of the fulfillment of the purpose of a heart, we can appreciate what a heart is. Let's just realize the creator of this world created every single thing with a purpose. Every single detail of the vast creation, from the Bereishis Bara Elokim, every detail of this tremendous Bria has purpose to it. And in this tremendous world, there's the human being who has a tafkid. And it's not just a human being, there's a Shevet Yisrael, there's one group of people, Shevet Yisrael. And then there's in that Shevet Yisrael those who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the opportunity to be learning in yeshiva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow saved them from all the challenges of the whole 7 billion people out there, and he was mezakeh them with das, with the idea, with their closeness to him, to know that there's a purpose that they have to live up to. And there's the yechidim who were zoicha. And each and every one of us goes through challenges. What does it mean that we go through challenges? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each and every one of us a purpose that we have to fulfill, that we have to live up to. Just like we could appreciate the chashivas of, let's say, a heart, that we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it for fulfillment of purpose, every single challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, a tafkidim, I should say, the etzem fact that there's a tafkid and there's a purpose for every single challenge we go through and every single matziv, shouldn't even use the word challenge, every single matziv, it shows the greatness and the love of our Creator who's running the world, who put us in this matziv, and He has an expectation from us that we have to live up to the purpose. We should be zeichet to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tafkid for us and to be able to live up to it and live up to the challenges. A guten Shabbos.